Today is Friday, March the 15th, and you're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by North Core Grains. I'm your host, Dolores Foster, and I'm joined today by my co-host, Mr. Jeffrey Guy.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody.
Jeffrey, it's really nice of you to join us again this week, you know? It's really good to be back on the podcast here.
No jumping the gun, as some traveler might not be here next week. Wonder who that would be.
Yes, I wonder.
So let's start off with a huge success this week. What was a huge success this week,
Dolores? Well, I think in Eastern Ontario, anyways, it was the Ottawa Valley Farm Show.
Ottawa Valley Farm Show. Huge success. Great to be in there to see so many like-minded people, farmers. Mostly seeing farmers there, some of
agribusiness folks.
Agribusiness, yeah. Farmers. It's so good. Get in there and see so many people. Great turnout, I think. I haven't really heard the numbers, but I know there was lots of people there. So
I guess we should say congratulations to the Ottawa Valley seed growers on another successful farm show.
Yep, their organization, you know, with Arlene Ross, and they're running the farm show, I think, and all their directors, and the fundraiser there, the auction.
For CHEO.
For CHEO, I think that was a pretty huge success, and I think the Big Kahuna might have been a purchaser or something.
Yeah, he bought this Fancy Dancer shepherd's hook so that he can pretty much
reach you from his desk to yours.
Well, I think he said he bought it for you.
It's not quite long enough to reach me. I think it'll reach you. Anyhow, Ottawa Valley Farm Show, huge success. Congratulations to everybody. Great to see everybody. We look forward to it again next year. So
that's a real positive there, Jeffrey. Now tell us, let's keep the positivity going here.
Okay, well, we talked about the markets. What was positive in the market? Soybeans went up this week, $5-$7 a ton. New crop, so that's a positive. Unfortunately, corn was flat, down a dollar and flat. Spring wheat was down $5-$6, and winter wheat down about $3. So they were slightly negative.
A mixed bag.
But soybeans were positive, so that's a positive. We're, you know, our exchange rate jumped up a little bit this week, then pulled back. It's just kind of pushing on the levels that might decrease some local basis levels, which is kind of, that's a bit of a negative, but that thought is out there. And part of the thing that's increasing or helping our dollar is oil, crude oil prices are jumping up. And that's really with talk of OPEC Plus keeping their, or actually enforcing, or not really enforcing, but getting to their production cuts that they announced last year and maybe keeping them going. That's a lot of rumors and stuff, but they say the U.S. is producing a record amount of oil, but they're using it, and that's just pushing oil up a little bit, over $80 a barrel.
Is that maybe what's supporting soybean price here this week?
Definitely a positive there for soybeans, because as crude oils, diesel oil prices go up, what do we know that a lot of soybean oil gets used in?
Biodiesel,
and there's talk that it's a forever increasing market right now. You would think it's going to increase forever, but so that should be a positive. So soybean oil prices were a strong part of the soybean complex this week, but they actually were helped more by overall vegetable oil prices, and the largest vegetable oil market in the world is palm oil. And palm oil production was down in Malaysia for January, and they had some decreased stocks. So palm oil actually, I think, hit the highest price in a year. And so that's going to support overall vegetable oil prices, which include soybean oil. Part of the soybean complex, so that was positive. So that's really when we look at the market. So on soybeans, really is that vegetable oil part. I would say the harvest on the negative side, the harvest in Brazil is progressing well. On the slightly positive side, it should be more positive, but it's just slightly positive. There's still much discussion on production levels coming out of Brazil this year.
The forever ending, never ending discussion.
Oh, I think it will go on even after they're done. So it's really USDA projections versus everybody else, including CONAB, and we could talk about this for hours and hours, but it's just out there. So that's Who knows where it's going to come in. But one of the big things is, even if they cut back production levels a fair amount, like down to 145 or 140 million tons, South America is still going to produce more than they did last year, because Argentina's probably doubled their crop from last year because they had a drought last
year. That's right. They had the big drought last year, yeah. And North America, or I should say the U.S., just licked up all of that crush margin market that they generally have.
Kind of leads into the next point here. That so the U.S. just read here today that they had a record soybean crush amount in February. And they were up like 12.5% from last year, how much soybeans they crushed in February. And that is part of them taking or fulfilling some of that world demand for soybean meal right now.
And that's also a positive for soybeans.
That's definitely a positive. And in one way, I've read some people say, oh, that's almost a negative because they won't have that market next year. But you know what? They have it right now, so take advantage of it and use up those soybeans. So that's a positive. We get into the wheat market, kind of some more negatives on the wheat market. You know, I think I put in the blog there today about the Chinese cancellation of orders over the last couple of weeks. And it was both in the U.S. of like 500,000 tons and like 1 million tons out of Australia. And now there's rumors of more. And that was like last week, there was rumors that China's going to cancel wheat orders, and then it came out the next day. So that's kind of there. It's a big negative. And so, like, who's filling these orders now? It's Russia and the Ukraine are providing low-cost wheat to the world. Russia's had, like, what record production a couple years, and they just look for them to keep going that way. Yeah, what is new? That's old news, but that's part of, like, what did I write in the blog the one day? The wheat market does what the wheat market does, and all the markets do, but it's the wheat's just a hard one to figure out, so... So there must be something on, let's say, the corn market. The corn market was flat for the week. So what really affected the corn market this week? Hardly nothing.
I was going to say, was there anything? Weather?
Much ado about nothing. Yeah, there's weather in Brazil. So there's talking about what their production level will be in the safrinha corn crop. If it gets dry, it's going to cut back. And is it too dry and hot now? And blah, blah, blah. But we know Argentina's strong. So not a lot affected it. And I put a little note here that I just read here 15 minutes ago. The analysts are talking about the 40-day moving average on corn now, how it's struggling to get over that. And it's, I think I wrote it like Wednesday or Thursday, how all of a sudden they were talking about the 45-day moving average. It used to be like the 10 or 20 day and the 50 day and the 100 day. And now they struggle to find anything to write about why the market's being affected, they've come up with the 40-day, the 45-day, you know, it's...
But I guess if you look over the last couple months, like, corn's down big time, right? And here corn is down just $1. So, in one way, that's a positive. Because what have we talked about so many times, Jeff? The path of least resistance is down. Yeah. So, at least... We're only down $1.
If you want to put a nice spin on corn, it's still about 20 cents higher than the low.
Exactly.
So there's a nice spin. So other things affecting the markets, really, it's been here for months, the speculative funds. So they still have a massive short position, betting on prices going down. But they've been, you know, those old air quote things, taking some profits, liquidating some of their positions, taking some profit out. So that's helping to create some daily volatility in the markets. Like, we'll see soybeans being up 20 cents and then down 5 and then back on the positive. Same thing with corn, more like a smaller amount, say 10 cents and stuff. So they're creating some volatility in there. And so it's, you know, that's going to stay. That's going to stay. And that's one that all the analysts are banking on when speculative funds really have to liquidate because there's something driving the market.
Yep.
That's really going to drive the market. And I guess, you know, the next big report coming out is the planting intentions report out of the U.S. the end of March here, Thursday the 28th, which is the day before the long weekend, Good Friday. And it's starting to get some attention with analysts talking about it. So, you know,
planting intentions. Oh, Jeff, is anyone working ground here? It's so nice outside.
I hope not. So remember, the big plus for the week was the Ottawa Valley Farm Show, and I think that's the best thing to talk about is that. And you know, Dolores is taking off here for a couple Fridays away from us again, running the road. So I don't know. I might have to see if you can't set me up a guest for next Friday, Dolores, before you leave. So
I'll see what I can do.
So I don't have to do this by my lonesome.
Well, that's all I have, Jeff. If there's anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's enough. I think I did lots of talking at the farm show with everybody. So,
I thank you for tuning in, and I hope you have a great long weekend, and Jeffrey will be talking to you next week.
A great long weekend.
It's not a long weekend yet. A great weekend.
Talk soon, everybody. Bye for now.